guys. Grace Phillips here with another BFLW wrap as we inch closer to the finals. Damien, thank you once again for joining us to fill us in.
Good to be here, Grace, and it's getting very exciting on the BFLW front.
Isn't it? So we've got one more round to go before finals. Top four starting to shape. Fill us in.
Almost sorted. Darabin are on top and Diamond Creek second at the moment. Diamond Creek play Melbourne Uni this week, and that's the winner of that game is likely to finish in second place. So there's a bit on the line in that game. And St Kilda are fourth, and they need to win to stave off Geelong getting into the top four. So Geelong obviously need to win against Easton as well. So some critical games, even though it is the last round of the year.
And to break it down, what Carlton girls do we have featuring in finals so far?
So if the four remains as it is, Darabin, Diamond Creek, Melbourne Uni and St Kilda, we'll have 17 out of our currently listed 23 players playing in the final series. So it's an incredible representation of our club, and a great opportunity for our members and supporters to get out and watch our game changes run around in different colours, but preparing for their AFLW pre-season.
You've built such a strong culture at Carlton. Do you expect most of the other Carlton girls to get down and support those that are still in finals?
Absolutely. In fact, we've got Karen Harrington, who's one of our new rookies that we signed through the trade period, playing in a Northern Football League grand final on Saturday afternoon. And I know there's a number of game changers currently listed that are going to get out and watch her play. So the support is really strong. And as you say, the culture amongst the group is really admirable.
Now, we've seen her at a couple of the men's matches. What's she been doing around the club?
Karen's been on placement, doing some physio work, and she's in her last year of studying physio. So she's had the opportunity to come down and get involved with the men's program over the last 5 or 6 weeks. So that's been a great experience for her and a really good introduction into the club.
Isn't it? Now, women's football obviously hasn't really stopped since the end of the AFLW season. And we're seeing next week, I think next Saturday, a big September showcase. Run us through what the State of Origin is all about, who we have featuring and how that's going to play out.
Yeah, well, September the 2nd, State of Origin's back, and it's a great opportunity for six of our game changers who will run out, five of them in the Big V and one for the Allies team. So Taylor Harris will be on the other side of the ledger there. But
For the last time.
And then come November, she'll be all navy blue. So it'll be a wonderful opportunity for those six players. Really high quality game, we'd expect. The best 44-odd players in the nation running around. And it's going to be a great opportunity, free to get in at Etihad, and a real taste of top-end women's football in the back end of the men's season, and it keeps us licking our lips for what's to come next February.
And how important are showcases like that to show the girls' brand of football and how exciting it can be and how good the skill level is? How important is that to the younger girls that maybe don't know that's what they can grow up to be like, and to give them heroes?
I think it just adds to that aspiration that is there now, and a real understanding of what that end point is now to the elite pathway. You'll see you know, all the best on show. And I think it's incredible that our women players now get that opportunity. Even just this afternoon, I know there's two of our game changers that are out at a local club this afternoon, and you know, sharing the experience they had through the first AFLW season with under 12 girls who you know, will look at them and say, well, you know, I can be a part of that now. And you know, the State of Origin is another showpiece that yet again says to those young girls that are now taking up the sport that there's something to really aim for.
And how much do you think that's changed since you've grown up? Women in football, the vernacular of just saying AFLW, has that changed a lot since you've grown up?
Significantly, and it should, you know. And while we've certainly got a long way to go, as you say, it is just part of the vocabulary that we've all got around the sport now. And you know, it's becoming more and more normal to see girls playing football as it is boys playing football. And you know, we talk about the broader experience across the community that to our playing group and the role that they're playing within that, and to see the difference that they're making and the difference that this club's been able to make in some of the work that it's done, particularly through the Northern Corridor of recent times, has been really encouraging. And we're seeing numbers go through the roof as far as youth girls playing the sport and women playing the sport. So it'll be great when we just get to the point in time where that's just normal.
And on a personal level, How satisfying is it to know you have the buy-in of the community? On that first night, the round one, you walked out the race, you saw a full stadium. Take us back to that. How did that feel?
Look, it was... it hit you. That's what it actually did. When we walked up the race for the first time, we to come out to do the warm up, we were hit with a power that was just unbelievable. And a lot of our players speak of that experience that night being the first time that they really understood the power of the Navy Blue family. We're fortunate that we're here at Icon, and that the majority of the crowd support here was for our game changes. And there's no doubt that played a big part in the result that we got on the night, to know that the support's there. And from that point on, the engagement that our members and supporters have had with our playing group and with our AFLW program and by extension the club has been incredible. And I can't wait to get into season two to see where that goes to.
And did you ever doubt that level of support would be there? Did it ever cross your mind that maybe, oh, hold on, this may be, it's not going to be as big as I hoped it would be?
I think the platform that this club has come from with the women's program has been really genuine right from the start. And it's been a whole of club approach right from the thought of a women's team coming in. And that hasn't shifted right along. And I think that, having seen that, even before I joined the club, you could see that from afar. And that's continued, and, we're all... benefiting from that now, I think. The culture, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, that we've got amongst the group is really strong. That's just purely an extension of where the club's at this point in time. And the contribution that everyone around the club has made to the AFLW program, the difference that we're all being able to make throughout the community is something pretty special to be a part of.
That's just going to grow. At the moment, they're talking about expanding the league. So the eight foundation clubs will play as they did this year, next year, and then they're going to look to expand it for 2019 by minimum two clubs. What did you want to see happen? Did you want to see that expansion happen quickly, or were you comfortable with going out like this?
I think what the AFL have been really sound right along in all their decision making, and I'm seeing that's continuing. I think next year is really good that we've got the opportunity to consolidate from that first season, and really understand what the next steps are and what the competition's capable of taking, what those steps are that we're capable of taking. So. I know there's an upcoming commission meeting that there'll be some decisions made as to how many clubs come in and who they are. And then from our Carlton side of things, we'll understand then some parameters that we'll have on list management and what that means to us, and some of the decisions that we need to make moving forward to make sure that our list is in the best position to work through and be able to be successful through that expansion period as well. So we've got some interesting times ahead of us. Once we get a little bit more clarity around those parameters from the AFL, we'll be able to continue with those plans.
They are having that commission meeting soon, so we might catch up after that and after the Save Origin game to dissect how that's gone. But once again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.